Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah, it's another live show. We got a bunch of them coming up for you.
Oh, we do.
The new season, at least till Memorial Day, right?
Several consecutive shows.
Yeah.
All right, but everybody takes Memorial Day off, so screw you. You know, we're going to do that too, but just not, it's March, right?
Yes, it's still March.
It feels like March. I was outside over the weekend. I realized there's no leaves yet. It's still pretty depressing.
They're starting.
Oh, you see some buds?
I saw just a few yesterday.
I know. People down south, you got green grass and high tides all the time, so screw you, Tony. He ain't awake, is he? He ain't working right, is he?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. That was out of the weekend, but I was surrounded by snow.
You were? That's right. You can have that. You can take that snow.
Everywhere.
Yeah. I don't want that anymore.
No one asked.
But you're a skier, though.
But I will impart this information. Last time I went skiing.
I love that no one asked.
I struggled.
You get a new comedian in here this week, he'll ask. Go ahead. You struggle skiing?
Yeah. I mean, remember I told you that. No, you probably don't.
No, I do remember you actually said
that.
No, you told somebody else that. Okay. No, you didn't tell us that.
I think I told you that.
And I said that with anything, not that you're a geezer or anything, with anything, you're not going to, a hardcore physical activity, you're not going to be as good as you used to be.
Yeah, but I took into account that it may have been the equipment. And
you mean the equipment inside your leg?
No.
Okay.
It may have been the skis. The skis I was using.
Right.
So I got a different set of skis, and it made a world of difference.
So,
it was all the difference.
Okay.
A good carpenter doesn't blame his tools, Todd.
I was talking to one of the guys, one of our sales guys in the kitchen the other day, and he asked me about my vacation. And I said, flight canceled, blah, blah, blah. I said, first world problems. and I don't know how to react because anything we bitch about now pales in comparison to everybody in the listening area. A lot of people in the listening area, they're suffering horrible flood damage and loss of property and blah, blah, blah. I get all that. It's horrible. But we will have to keep going with the show and talk about Todd's ski.
Yeah.
He's not as good a skier as he
used to be. That's what we got to do.
Yeah. To cheer everybody up, right?
It's the Todd and Tyler Donkey Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm telling it was back to almost as good as it was.
Don't hit a tree. That's all I care.
But it was, me and my buddy were discussing.
Of course, I were talking about this off the air, by the way.
No, you weren't.
We don't know how good a skier you are anymore. We discussed it all the time.
No, you weren't. But
you're right. We
I'm telling you.
You are right.
You can be like a hack skier. And technology, with good technology, you can be pretty decent. It helps out a lot. If you're a hack golfer, and you get, you know, nice technologically advanced clubs.
And people do.
You're still a hack golfer.
You're still a hack golfer. Yeah, that's a good point. But golf, it's a little easier just to swing the thing than to learn the skis. Tougher.
I mean, are the new skis like wider or something?
Yeah,
do they help with your balance?
Old man skis.
Wider.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these
is there a walker on them?
Nah, no. No, they haven't made that. Though, well, they do kind of make those.
Tennis balls.
Oh, yeah,
on
well,
the
for handicaps.
Skis.
Yeah, right.
I've seen
handy
the,
able or whatever like that.
Yeah, the handy capable kind of ski.
All right.
With the little bike. That looks fun.
I thought of you yesterday, too. Did you hear the story about the girl that had a stroke, pulled an artery doing yoga?
Yeah. I'm a, you know,
man, be careful.
They don't tell you.
It's, you can stretch an artery, right?
Did it say what pose they were doing?
I didn't read. Well, either way, it's obviously a freak accident, but it could happen, I guess. But you can't be stretching too far and pulled an artery.
Yeah, but you know, that's not like a commonplace.
No,
there.
It's not. Yeah. She had a stroke. She stroked out, man.
Well, she tore an artery.
I know.
Performing a hollow back handstand.
Do that, Todd.
Yeah, I don't do the hollow back handstand, whatever the hell that is.
You're not a hollow back guy. Oh, it's Monday.
Wow.
It's Monday.
It's not, though.
God damn it.
It's not.
I shouldn't have said that.
It's Tuesday.
I had to, though.
Yeah.
I had to get out of my system.
It does say that it calls the hollow back handstand tricky.
What is it? So it's a handstand. I get that. What else you do?
I couldn't even tell you what that one is.
What is it, push?
Yeah,
handstand, you bring your legs back down, like you go down backwards, like your handstand.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just arch your back and your feet touch then?
Not quite. You're doing a handstand. Your back's like arched so that your butt's over your head, and then your legs are kind of stretched out in this weird.
Oh, like a no. Oh, like this.
Yeah,
like,
kind of.
I know what you're talking about.
Are you
about.
On your hands or are you on your arms?
You're on your arms.
Arms and elbows and or hands are on the floor, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at it here.
Where's your head?
Oh,
that.
Oh, you're looking.
Yeah,
at
she's.
Yeah, she's that. That's tough.
And she ripped an artery?
Apparently, yes.
In her head?
Tore the right carotid artery
in her neck.
Yeah, that's in the neck.
Yeah, cannot speak for more than a few minutes due to nerve damage, has daily headaches, and severe memory loss.
All right.
Yeah, that's what you'd call an advanced pose. No, I
don't. Yeah, but a lot of people do advanced. Yeah, you don't do that one?
I don't do that one. No, never have, never will.
You just... The biggest problem you have is you fart. You fart once in a while.
I
right?
do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And yoga equipment doesn't matter.
It's Tanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Petey Mack will be here. I actually, as one of our listeners, I think the Who's Taller guy who runs the Who's Taller account, was at the Kansas City Royals Omaha Storm Chasers game last night where Brockmire, Craig Evans, was broadcasting there. And he played the audio of Craig telling everybody to drink responsibly.
Oh.
It cuts off. If you listen to it, I retweeted it. You hear Craig say, welcome to the ballpark, and please drink responsibly. I think that's how it sounds, yeah. So he's just telling you. And the guy taped it, put on
that. Should be the show closer right there. Just Craig telling us all to drink responsibly.
Just like Brockmire. When's it come back, by the way, Brockmire?
It's this week. I saw it on my DVR schedule.
Okay.
So.
This week or early next week. I forget.
I want to say it's this week.
He does not say, please drink responsibly.
Because I didn't go that deep into my DVR schedule, and I saw Brockmire pop up.
All
so
right.
When was it?
April 5th.
April 5th.
Oh, wow. No, wait, sorry. That was the first episode. That's not when the new ones start.
Oh, the first one of all time, you mean. Okay. I started watching that movie, Two Puss. What's it called? Third Frontier.
Triple Frontier.
Yeah, that's
Netflix.
Pretty good. I had to stop it because it was getting late. But I'm guessing it's before things must go haywire, right? Because obviously something goes haywire.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, got it. All right. It's cool to see all those famous
Affleck
Ben Affleck and
Charlie Hunnam.
And Charlie Hunnam, man. So,
and that, the one guy,
and so far, Charlie Hunnam has a shirt on the whole time so far, and I was bummed out about that.
The guy who starts the whole thing.
Jax, by the way, from his sons. What?
The guy who is kind of the mastermind of the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. I know that guy.
He's in the new Star Wars trilogy.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's a
Mexican?
Big character in those. Yeah.
There's a Mexican in space?
Well, okay. Yeah. He's just suspiciously brown in space.
All right. We don't have that.
The original Star Trek series.
Nope.
I don't think
no Mexican in space.
Any Mexicans in space?
No, just a black chick.
What about the Orville?
The Orville has they have a black guy.
No Mexicans
so far. No Mexicans.
No Hispanics.
No, not so far.
And what's this movie you and Puss are discussing?
It's on Netflix. Check it out. It's called Triple Frontier, and it's a made-for-Netflix movie. It's not something old. Okay. And they have a lot of money, man, so they're throwing a lot of money into these movies.
Not a series, Charlie but Hunnam, just a movie. Just
Charlie Hunnam and movie. Ben Affleck right there alone is two big names.
Yeah,
and Affleck signed up for it. It's cool. He's in
like
it.
Like five guys who were in the army together go to heist some money from a drug dealer, and things don't go according to plan.
But it's really good. I'm pretty far into
it's
it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, but check it out. You get a chance to just make your brain go someplace else. You know, a drug lord. Craig Evans, Brock Meyer, PD Mac a little later on. Tan Line Tuesday. April 3rd is Brock Meyer.
Next Wednesday is season premiere.
All that on the way. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.